Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dave and Linda McDowell here with our Powerfully You podcast and Facebook Live simultaneously. We use a big word. Same time. Let's do a little, administration, I guess is the right word. If you would like to speak to us, you may call in at 646-787-1589. So we'll try to, let me repeat that again, 646-787-1589. If you want to talk directly to us, you can comment on your Facebook Live, and you can call, you listen on Sea Live Ministries, our Powerfully You podcast. You want to do the introduction?
Today we're going to be talking about spirituality versus religion. Just given the facts on some things, not making it, preachy or anything, we just kind of really have a discussion. I always like to say we're the view from the pew. So this is our view from the pew. And I just have a definition. Religion, by definition, is a personal set or institutionalized system of religious attitudes, beliefs, and practices. It has service and worship of God. Or the supernatural. Spirituality, on the other hand, connotates that this is an experience of connection to something larger than yourself. It's a way of living everyday life, and I have no fish but to be looking down in a reverent and sacred manner. And spirituality is the aspect of humanity that refers to the way individuals seek and express meaning and purpose in the way they experience their connectedness to nature and to themselves and to their higher power and that kind of thing. So I'm sure.
Well, especially this is perfect because what Linda did was she looked up the noun. I looked up the adjective, and that's really where I wanted to go, but we need both. They're both true. They're both good definitions. So I did spiritual and religious. Let's look at the adjective. Spiritual is of, relating to, consisting of, or affecting the spirit. And I like to do, there's another definition, not the first one, but the second one that says concerned with religious values. So there's some overlap here, and that's where it gets confusing. And then I like to do synonyms. So ethereal, formless, immaterial. So we're talking something you can hold or touch or drink or, whatever. Then the definition for religious is relating to or manifesting faithful devotion to an acknowledged, I can't hear my own writing, ultimate reality or deity.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting. So I kind of see it this way. This is a Davidism, as far as I know.
Okay, we'll look for a Davidism.
Okay, if you're okay. Until somebody calls in, see, you're at our mercy.
Yes, you are.
You have to listen to us. But anyway, it's religion is part of spirituality. I mean, there's nothing wrong with religion. And it is spiritual sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes it's not. And it's the heart. So, when I moved to Selma, Alabama, I went to a CEC Search, Charismatic Episcopal Church. Boy, I started learning stuff because I'd never really been on the charismatic side of things. Not really Baptist. that's all I got to say, I guess. And I started learning that the liturgies and the sacraments were very much a part of my spiritual worship. But if you're going only for the religious part, you can do that. You just go through the motions, you know, stand up when you're supposed to, sit down when you're supposed to, say whatever it is you're supposed to do, make the sign of the cross, and you're good. That's just religion. That's not spiritual. That's not what God wants. You want to jump in here anytime, or I can keep going, you know me.
I just feel like for me, and I'm just going through an article that I kind of found too, so this is, I'm kind of putting both in, but the article have good references, I felt like, and this article, I just want to go back over the first thing. I'd like to give people their, you know, their due.
Yeah.
If I could come, their information, I like to, I may have to go back to it, his name is Adam Brady, and that's where I got this article, and it was off of, a blog kind of thing. So I just feel like for me personally, without using the notes and stuff like that, that religion is just organized. It's a set of rules. It's a place you go. It's a belief system. It's a dogma and all of that you are taught and that kind of thing. Now, this is Melindaism, one off the cuff, whereas spirituality is more like an inward journey.
I like that.
You are going, trying to find your path and that kind of thing. It kind of is more freeform, and it's just kind of away from some of the restrictions and structure of religion, which I feel like
it's more personal.
Yeah, it's more personal.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I feel like that it's your choice. Neither is wrong or right. They kind of go at each other, kind of like one is wrong and one is right. I don't believe that. I believe neither is wrong or right. Some people need structure and,
amen,
you know, that
I
kind of thing. They work better. They feel better with that structure, organized, rule-based thing. I'm on the opposite. I don't do well with structure or rules or that kind of thing. I don't think that makes me wrong or right. It's just my personality. I'm kind of more of a hippie type person, and I need to, you know, have a free flow. And I feel like it's a personal preference to me. Like, neither one is wrong or right. It's your personal preference.
And this is where Lynn and I differ, in that not so much in what we believe, but in who we are. I grew up in a structured religious and spiritual environment. I have both. And so order and it appeal to me, first of all, they do, and the I just got much more feeling of awe and the godly fear when I had, you know, the priest and the candles and whatever. It always felt more reverent to me, and I liked it in the church I was going to. And I've been to a church here in the Nashville area that is Catholic, but they have the right spirit. Well, the majority of those parishioners were heartfelt. You could feel them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's not. I went to another church, and I would just say it's Episcopal, and it was dead or a doornail. I mean, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not sure they weren't all checking their phones, doing the whole thing. I don't know, but it felt like that. Now, there were always these some, and there were. I spotted a couple that seemed really, you know, worshiping.
Yeah.
So that's,
I might even think that, like, that's a personal preference.
Right.
Some people,
yes,
they don't want, like, I don't know, shouting and all of that.
Right.
Kind of stuff. That's not for them. So I still feel like that's still a personal preference. Again, not right or wrong. It's
right.
How you relate. If that, and some people
personality type.
Personality type. I feel like I personally need more freeform. I need more freedom in religion. And I'm not a religious person. I know I'm a spiritual person. I like to inwardly reflect.
And we're going to talk about
like
that
to,
in a minute.
You know, for my own path, I like to incorporate other beliefs. You know, even if that is similar to how
so,
I believe.
Oh, Leah, let's go down this one for just a minute. See, I challenge people when they tell me that. You know I do.
Yeah.
You know, when they say, oh, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, I go, well, how do you worship? What do you do? And you find out they have their own.
Yeah, which I feel like
path. And that's fine.
Wrong with that.
But it's their own religion. A lot of times.
According to you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's easy to.
Yeah.
Whatever. And they don't like it either, so I kind of have to go there. Maybe I shouldn't have gone there this time.
No, I mean, it's your personal
opinion. But my point is,
yeah.
A lot of times, from the outside, mm-hmm. it looks like you just weren't, did your own. You just said, I like this, I like this, I like that. And I don't think that's all bad.
But isn't what religion is, man-made rules? If somebody
absolutely.
Said that this is this and this,
we
can't
exactly.
So it's really, when you look at it, the same thing.
I totally agree. That's what I'm saying to you is when you, because what, and this is here we are. This is a good conversation about this, because this is where I really wanted to go, is what is the difference between spiritual and religious? Well, we misuse them. And we say, if you're religious, then you're really not spiritual. And then we say, if you're spiritual, you're really not religious. Well, neither of those is true. It's usually a combination. And it depends on where you are in your walk. Because I don't feel the need to be in a church building as often as I used to be. Now, I still think I want to go, and I want to be more regular than I am today, frankly. But I don't. So I'm freer from that. But then there are good religious practices, disciplines. There are good, I don't care what stage of life you're in, reading your Bible, spending prayer time. But if that becomes, you know, how you justify yourself, it's going to lead to a lot of disappointment. Right? I mean,
yeah, I feel like religion, you know, it's nothing wrong with religion. We do need sometimes the rules and organization. To me, I'm just a more free-form person.
Right.
I don't feel like that is for me.
And you have some genuine, I'm sorry, because I want you, and it's okay, because I don't want you to say this, so other people know it's okay. You have some genuine sinners. We won't worry about that right now.
Yeah.
You have some genuine cynicism when it comes to religious organizations. I mean, right? Or no, I'm not saying that.
No, I do have some, but
yeah.
I like to keep that at this point. I do have some questions regarding some things that I learned with religion.
Right.
And I question, and I feel like some people feel like you're a sinner if you even question the rules.
Right.
And I'm free from that, and so I can question the rules and behaviors of, you know, things that I question for myself. That doesn't make that religion wrong or me wrong. It's that I feel like I have the right to question. You know, those are my things. And I do question something, and I really am one of the, I think we're opposite ends, not always. We kind of in the middle. But I just feel like sometimes it's okay to consider yourself more one. I really feel like I'm a portion of both, but maybe 75%
yeah.
more spiritual than religious. I am, like I said, I'm a free spirit. So religion and the structure and the rules and all of that is not always for me.
Right.
Personally.
But you've got no problem. You believe it's good to go to church. You want to go to church, just not maybe not every Sunday. Okay. So I'm a 50-50 and you're a 25-75. The whole point is we're all different. When you're younger in God, let's put it that way, I think the rules really help. I mean, I think they kind of keep you on the path. But at some point, I think it's okay to question and go, why am I doing this? And then the other thing, and we've been on 15 minutes, a little over. I'm going to say this, and then we'll see where we go. But,
yeah.
And I lost my train of thought. That's just beautiful.
Well, I think that I just will go through some of the other things that I agree with in an article. Like sometimes there may be a little bit of fear in one versus the other. like fear, if you don't follow some things, you're going to go to hell or whatever. And sometimes fear is a good thing. Then, you know, one may be more free-flowing where they don't maybe believe in some of the fear that we have been taught.
Right.
And I do believe that it depends, even with younger versus older, it depends on the person. Because I have met some very mature young people that have their own beliefs.
Very secure.
And very secure in that.
Yep.
So I don't feel like, and I've met some older people
that are still trying to find.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know,
figuring it out.
So it really, I don't know if it's an age thing. I think it's
not necessarily.
It's a belief thing, and it's a maturity thing as far as, it's not even an age maturity, but it's the maturity and being...
I think it's the maturity in thinking.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And some young people are already there. They've already thought about some of the things that a lot of people don't think about until they're older. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I would just say to, you know, and we talk about this. You're going to hear this. This is another verse you're going to hear, and I need to go look it up and tell you exactly what it is. But it's work out your own salvation. And this is one of those things you got to kind of learn and feel and go, wait, why am I doing this? And then one of the things I say to folks, you know, to give them a good idea, I said, what if it's Valentine's Day? And I'm just doing, you know, I'm the guy, you pretend whatever, okay? And you go, it's Valentine's Day. I got to go get that. I got to get her a card. I got to get her a candy, and I got to get flowers. I just got that. And I go, last minute, is whatever I can find is what I buy, you know, and I head home. It's at the end of the day, and I walk in and go, okay, here's your stuff. I did the best I could. Would you accept that gift? I wouldn't. I'd say, no, you can just keep it. That's how you feel about it. I kind of feel as sometimes we need to check and see if that's what we're doing, you know, when we go to church. And a little discipline never hurts. You know, sometimes, and I've almost never felt that when I really didn't want to go, but I did go, it was the best Sundays.
Yeah.
So a little discipline, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're going every Sunday just to complete your obligation, you might want to examine that. You might want to spend some time with the Lord.
Yeah, aspect of it is relationship. I think that you can get so caught up in I'm going to do certain things or I got to do this and that. But really what God is seeking from all of us is a relationship. And to me, the difference between the two is how I form that relationship with Him.
Oh,
so in a sense, spirituality works for me, better for me. And I'm not, like, again, not wrong or right, because I have more of an intimate, it helps me set more of an intimate tone with Him and an intimate relationship. Whereas somebody else's religion may help them set more of an intimate tone and an intimate relationship. So to me, sometimes we say spirituality versus religion. I kind of feel it's not that clear. I feel like each one may be adapted or better suited for a person depending on your needs and what it is you need.
And that's, I think it's, I don't know the simple way to say it, really, but it's kind of like you could be religious and not spiritual. But it's hard to be spiritual and not have some religion.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. But everybody has a different, you know, varying degrees of that.
Yeah.
For me, you say that spending one-on-one time with the Lord or under a tree or something, boy, that's your one-on-one. I mean, it just builds the intimacy. You know what? For me, the liturgies and the sacraments began that. And I'm going, oh, now I see what this represents and what it's saying.
And for me, sometimes I have the best church.
Oh, I know you do. I've been out there next to you.
Sitting, walking and experiencing earth nature, that to me to be church between me and God.
Right.
And that's why I feel like that's a personal experience.
Right.
And so it is about what works for used.
Right. So I'm really happy with liturgies and sacraments. But it's hard to find liturgies and sacraments with freedom.
Yeah.
You know, that balance is a little tough to find sometimes, but it's out there.
Yeah.
I found it once.
Well, and I think that works for you.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. Individually, I believe that that is a personal journey for
Absolutely.
Each person and what works for you. But the goal ultimately is to have some type of relationship
and,
with God.
And for some people, and I was one of them, it felt secure. You know, if I went to this place, they were, you know, following, you know, doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Well, I don't have to worry about getting off track. I just follow the crowd. Yeah, that's dangerous.
It
can work.
If you
but
can't
it's
come
dangerous.
Up with your own thought
right.
But some people need that. They need
yeah.
what somebody
oh, they may
telling
need
them what to do, when to do.
At certain
I mean,
times.
And that's nothing. If that's what you need.
She's about driven me to a couple times.
Yeah.
Just go right back. I'm going back up here to the Baptist where I know I'm okay.
Yeah. Hey, it is what it is. That just would not be for me. And nothing wrong with that.
I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. But it would be like a sanctuary in a sense for me. But I don't want to be in a sanctuary. I want to be out there in the highways and the byways. And that means I'm going to have to struggle sometimes and figure things out on the job. You know, kind of, and I like it better that way. I'd rather do that, you know, but hey.
Well, pretty much, I guess, unless
I
you
guess we're
done. Yeah, do you have anything? We, you know, leave us a comment or call the number if you like. We'll spend a few
Yeah, let's stay on, let's keep it out.
What are your thoughts? These are our thoughts. And I'm going to tell you, that doesn't make us right or wrong. I feel like
no.
These are our thoughts. And the conversations that we have on our channel. It's about making you think.
Right.
You know,
we don't
if
have
you
to
don't
agree.
Agree with us, that is fine.
No.
You know, say so.
And I'll tell you what, my definitions in this area have changed.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't what they used to be.
So have mine.
You know?
I think it was a time I did need the very structure of
exactly.
religion. As I've gotten older, I don't feel like I do need some. I mean, there's a balance to me.
Well, God said,
yeah.
do this. It's
yeah.
good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
But there is a balance. I do kind of feel like I'm more one way or the other.
Bingo. So the number, if you would like to call in, is 646-787-1589. One more time. 646-787-1589. But we'll just... We can talk all night, so we'll
yeah.
talk another 5 minutes.
Yeah, and see if there is anything. So what else, how do you feel about
You know, I didn't really go there. I've got some scriptures, but I didn't want to turn this into a Bible study. But it's funny, it feels a lot like our discussion of judgment and discernment last week. They're intermeshed, but they can be totally separate.
Yeah, spirituality and religion do intermesh, and it's
right.
kind of hard to find that.
Right.
But there are certain things that kind of make them a little bit different.
Yes.
But they do intersect, and
right.
I think it goes back to balance. You
right.
know, you kind of need a little bit of the structure.
Yep.
And you may need some of the freedom.
And that balance
of
can change
yeah.
as you go down your path. Through your life, you know, mine has, I'll just say, I don't have the same need to be in church every Sunday. I want to be in church every Sunday, but I don't, you know, I don't feel guilty or anything if I miss a service. That's gone. Now, if I was a Sunday school teacher and I was supposed to be there every Sunday, I'd be there every Sunday. But I don't think I'm called for that.
Anything else? I feel like I need to be probably a little bit more than I am right now. But.
Well, me too. Because, see, we're going to be honest with you. I haven't been much of a church attender since COVID started.
Yeah.
That's the honest truth. And now it's got to be a little bit of a bad habit. I got to fix it.
Yeah.
So
me too.
We're not going to hide.
Yeah, I feel like that is okay too because You know, you at this point, you know that there's a pandemic going,
right.
So, which is another reason to be able to find spiritual practices, yeah, that if we could meet, and we could meet for a while.
Did
I
you
feel
need
like that
something?
Was, yeah, you need to know what,
yeah,
spiritual practices that you continue, and I feel like...
Because you can't continue on your own.
Yes,
God,
yes.
You know?
And so it was good to be able to fall back on my own spiritual practices. Now I think it's time with the numbers, and it really depends on the numbers, you know what I'm saying? I still am hesitant to be in bigger crowds.
Yeah.
So some of it is a protection.
And
as
the church
point,
we go to is practicing, you know, the
distance, yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, but I feel like we still all need to be careful.
Yep.
Use your own wisdom. If you feel like you are ready to, you know, mingle, and some people need to be able to commune with your brethren, which I feel like we all need that,
yeah,
then is a thing. But sometimes that being able to...
there's always some practicality.
Yes,
I'm just, you know, don't misunderstand. If God's called you to do something, do everything you can to do it.
Yeah.
Because you'll reap the benefits. But sometimes there's some practicality. I mean, you know, I can't climb that mountain. Yeah, the only way I'm going to make it up that mountain would be some miracle. I mean, truly, God will have to come down and send about 40 eagles. Because it would take that many to fly me up there. Okay? Now, he might do that, but I doubt it. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, that was kind of a joke, but true. I think we've given an opportunity. Let's close. You want to close, Freddie?
Okay, well, Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to be able to talk about the subjects that we talk about and the platform that we have. We hope that we open up other people's minds to think about things, to consider, and to be open to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit as it opens and downloads information to us. We thank you once again for this time. We ask that you bless everybody that has a listening ear this week, and that they have a good and prosperous week, and they develop a closer relationship to you. We leave all this in your hands, Father God, and we ask your guidance and wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that is it.